Klaus picked his sister up, and the three children began to bang on the ceiling, planning to make a racket that would last for several minutes. But as soon as their tongs first hit the ceiling, the Baudelaires were showered with black dust. It rained down on them like a dry, filthy storm, and the children had to cut short their banging to cough and rub their eyes and spit out the dust that had fallen into their mouths.
"Ew!" Violet spat. "This tastes terrible."
"It tastes like burnt toast," Klaus said.
"Piflub!"
Sunny shrieked.
At that, Violet stopped coughing and licked the tip of her finger in thought.
"It's ashes," she said.
"Maybe we're below a fireplace."
"I don't think so," Klaus said. "Look up."
The Baudelaires looked up and saw that the black dust had uncovered a very small stripe of light, barely as wide as a pencil.
The children gazed up into it and could see the morning sun gazing right back at them.
"'Tis dew," Sunny said,
which meant, where in the city can you find ashes outdoors?
"Maybe we're below a barbecue pit," Klaus said.
"Well, we'll find out soon enough," Violet replied, and began to sweep more dust away from the ceiling. As it fell on the children in a thick, dark cloud, the skinny stripe of light became four skinny stripes, like the drawing of a square on the ceiling. By the light of the square, the Baudelaires could see a pair of hinges.
"Look," Violet said, "it's a trap door. We couldn't see it in the darkness of the hallway, but there it is."
Klaus pressed his tongue against the trap door to try and open it, but it didn't budge.
"It's locked, of course," he said. "I bet Gunther locked it behind him when he took the quagmires away."
Violet looked up at the trapdoor, and the other children could see, by the light of the sun streaming in, that she was tying her hair up in a ribbon to keep it out of her eyes.
"A lock isn't going to stop us," she said, "not when we've come all this way. I think the time is finally ripe for these tongs, not as welding torches and not as noisemakers," she smiled, and turned her attention to her siblings. "We can use them as crowbars," she said excitedly.
"How'd you set?"
Sunny asked.
"A crowbar is a sort of portable lever," Violet said. "And these tongs will work perfectly. We'll stick the bent end into the part where the light is shining through, and then push the rest of the tong sharply down. It should bring the trapdoor down with it, understand?"
"I think so," Klaus said. "Let's try."
The Baudelaires tried. Carefully, they stuck the part of the tongs that had been heated in the oven into one side of the square of light, and then, grunting with the effort, they pushed the straight end of the tongs down as sharply as they could, and I'm happy to report that the crowbars worked perfectly. With a tremendous crackling sound and another cloud of ashes, the trapdoor bent on its hinges and opened toward the children, who had to duck as it swung over their heads. Sunlight streamed into the hallway, and the Baudelaires saw they had finally come to the end of their long, dark journey.
"It worked!" Violet cried. "It really worked!"
"The time was ripe for your inventing skills," Klaus cried. "The solution was right on the tip of our tongs."
"App!"
Sunny shrieked, and the children agreed. By standing on tiptoe, the Baudelaires could grab a hold of the hinges and pull themselves out of the hallway, leaving behind their crowbars, and in a moment the three children were squinting in the sunlight.